It's Wednesday night. Time for Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Jenny B.
Call in to connect. Get a free reading.
1-888-454-ASK-1.
That's 1-888-454-2751. Outside the U.S. and Canada,
919-341-5615.
This is Psychic Dilemma on A1R.
On the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Psychic Dilemma on Psychic Talk Radio. It's Wednesday evening, the 15th of August, and it's the 16th of August where I'm broadcasting from. It's 9 p.m. on the East Coast and 6 p.m. on the West Coast. And you're listening into live. You're listening into me live on Psychic Dilemma on the Ask One Radio Network. I'm Jenny B from Psychic Dilemma and I'm your host tonight for the next hour. And thanks for tuning in to us tonight. As always, we have another great show for you guys. I'll be taking your calls shortly after the commercial break, around about halfway through the show. So stay tuned in, grab that drink, put your feet up and relax for the next hour. It's your hour, and my radio shows are all about you guys. So sit back and enjoy. If you'd like a free reading tonight, and if you're wanting the numbers to call into the show on the airwaves, and if you're calling from the US and Canada, please call 888-454-ASK-1. That's 888-454-2751. Anywhere else in the world, please call the global hotline at 919-341-5615. Those of you wanting to connect with me, you can always find me at my website at psychicdilemma.com. That's dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. You can check out my website where my contact details are listed there. After the show tonight, just like last week, I'll be in my chat rooms for around about 20 minutes answering those important questions. So if you're wanting answers or seeking insights, do come through and say hi. And I'll be there. If you mention that you've heard me on A1R Radio, I'll answer that one free question for you all. Thanks to all of you guys who came through after last week's show and had a chat with me. It was full on and pretty busy, but I did eventually manage to chat to you all. So let's have fun again this week, and I'll see you in the chat rooms in around about an hour's time. You can also connect with me on Facebook, where you can see my daily posts. That's a bit of fun too, and you'll find me there on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Now, firstly, on tonight's show, I'd like to say a big warm welcome to all my listeners and all the newbies tuning in for the first time tonight. Welcome, and it's great to have you all on board. On tonight's show, I have a guest on with me, author Nina Brown. But before I bring Nina into tonight's show, let me tell you a little bit about her. Nina is a graduate of the Brian Moore College and since has retired as the president of a company that she formed. That company was assisting women in establishing business enterprises. From there, Nina acted as a consultant in alternative medicines, forming a company to bring neurosensory diagnostic tools to injured veterans who suffered brain impairment in the Gulf and in Vietnam. Nina has been acknowledged for her pioneer work. In 1995, she was appointed by President Bill Clinton to represent him at the White House Conference on Small Business. The next year, she was voted as a member of Pennsylvania's Best 50 Women in Business. Nina has speaking engagements all around the US, including the US House of Representatives, Pennsylvania's Department of Commerce, the Women's Expo, and much more. Nina Brown is the award-winning author of a book, Return of Love to the Planet Earth, Memoir of a Reluctant Visionary. Upon publication, Nina began attending to the birth of the golden dolphin pods all over the world to spread the message, Know Thyself as Divine. She's also the anchor for the Golden Dolphin Star Clinic. Let's welcome Nina into the show and have a chat with her. Hello, Nina, and welcome to Psychic Dilemma. How are you?
Oh, Jenny, I'm so excited. I just interrupted you with my enthusiasm.
No, that's good. I love enthusiasm. But welcome to the Ask One Radio Network. Are you up for a few questions, Nina?
Oh, absolutely. And if I don't know the answer, Jenny, how about you? We can do this together.
We can do this together quite easily. I'm in for it. Now, Nina, you're a leader in the field of alternative medicines and you formed a company to bring neurosensory diagnostic tools to injured veterans in the Gulf and Vietnam War, the ones that were suffering from brain impairment. Sounds quite fascinating. Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about this?
Absolutely, Jenny. Thank you for this opportunity. And I'm going to answer the question in a roundabout way that will surprise you in a little, in several ways. The company actually was dismantled in 2007. Neurosensory diagnostic equipment is state of the art. And at this point, since so many years have passed, and I have been disconnected with this remarkable company, I am not going to proclaim to be an expert on their constantly evolving and improving equipment. I will absolutely direct you to their website, which is Neurosensory Diagnostic Centers of America out of Austin, for the up-to-date, perfect information for anyone who has a situation for which this would be beneficial. And what I would like to say on that subject is how the universe used me and that experience to move me out of what I thought was my career path and into exactly what the universe and my higher self have wanted for me all along, and that is to be here with you present, working in metaphysics and on the topic of Know Thy Divinity, for me to be filling out Medicare forms, insurance forms, apparently was not in the cards. I am, yes.
I thought you went away, Nina. I thought I lost you for a minute.
Oh, I'm here. So it was an extraordinary experience, but poignant information is that one needs to flow in ease and grace with the universe, not fight back. Allow our higher self, our divinity, to guide us gently on the path that we are on the planet to take and the contract that we are here to do. So it's a long story how that came to be. It's all in my book. I wrote it diligently because it's a very fascinating story, but too long now to get into.
No, but thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Now let's get into the President Bill Clinton. In 1995, you were appointed by Bill Clinton to represent him at the White House at a conference on small business. Would you like to share a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
Sounds exciting.
Well, it's a wonderful story. In the 90s, women in business were not being properly recognized as good investment opportunities by banks, angels, and venture capitalists. I stepped into the marketplace as their champion, became an expert in the country, which, since there were none, was maybe not such a difficult feat. I heard that President Clinton was going to have a small business conference, and I felt that I was the perfect person to be there. So to represent women in business. And so the path was to be appointed by your governor, your representative, your mayor. They had all chosen their representative. So I thought, well, this is not going to happen. Well, I was invited to the White House, another long story that I'll pass over. And I thought it was just going to be his wife, Hillary Clinton, that I would greet, or she would greet me. And lo and behold, the president was there. So I quickly thought, well, if I get out my business card, if I write on the back of it, I would like you to appoint me your representative to the White House Conference on Small Business, that maybe I could get it into his hand. Well, I was in the front row. I did see his hand, but not directly in front of me. And so that wasn't working very well. So I didn't let go. And as he walked, he ended up being eyeball to eyeball with me. I held my business card out to him, and I spoke the same words. I want you to appoint me to represent you. And then the conference was over. He passed on, you know, with his business. I went back to my office, and time passed. My secretary said, "You've got an important call." And I answered it. It was the HR, Human Resource Department, for the White House. And I was told the president just came by, gave me a business card and said, make it happen.
Wow. And he made it happen. You made it happen, Nina. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's when you have a cause, when you have passion, as I do now with human divinity, you just do what you have to do, Jenny. You know?
Yeah. I agree, because you've got to have that passion and that purpose and persevere. I said that on the last radio show, all the P's, and you've got it all, Nina.
Oh, thank you. Well, it was on behalf of this emerging market, which now doesn't need the same help that it did in the 90s.
Oh, well, congratulations. See, you've got to be out there. You've got to put it out there to get something back, I figure. Now, let's talk about your book, Nina. You've written a book, a bestseller, Return of Love to Planet Earth, Memoir of a Reluctant Visionary. Would you like to share with our listeners a little bit about this book and how it all came about? Because it sounds wonderful.
Well, I so appreciate the question and the opportunity, and I will start by saying I am no longer reluctant.
Thank you for sharing that. You're out there now. You're not reluctant anymore.
Well, exactly. You know, when you're behind the closet for whatever reason it is, and mine was declaring who I am, why I'm on the planet, and what my work is, it's very difficult. And it's difficult to come out and to open your mouth and to trust that you're not going to be laughed at. And I know that lots of the audience is in that particular situation right now. And that's why the book was written. For me to audaciously, just like I did with the president, audaciously make a declaration of who I am and where I come from, obviously the stars, and why I'm on the planet, well, to return love to the planet, etc. So in doing that and telling of my journey, which was not always easy, it was difficult. And joyous. So it was the combination of all of the emotions that were on the planet to feel. And I wrote it, and it was so difficult that I almost did not push the green button to publish.
And how long did it take you to write that book, Nina?
It took me 10 years to live it and about a year to write it. And that's all I ever, ever, ever did. I didn't do dishes. I didn't do the laundry. I just...
that's a good excuse, isn't it? I'm writing a book. I can't do dishes. I can't do the household chores. I must use that one.
Well,
I'll try it.
What I had forgotten was I had ignored my body. I just took it for granted, Jenny, that my body was going to keep up with me and that it would be okay slumped over the computer with no exercise. And it wasn't until I was finished that I honored this vessel, this sacred temple that carried me through that year. I just took it for granted. What a crazy thing to have done, because if it broke down or if it said no or if it was slow, I would not have met all of my goals, and it would have been a totally different outcome.
It would have been. Now, in the book, the Archangel Metatron, I hope I've said that right, asked you, I wasn't too sure how to pronounce that word, but you say that he asked you to write about who you are. Would you like to share a little bit about that with our listeners tonight? Because it sounds interesting as well.
Well, I will, and this is the part of not being reluctant anymore. Archangel Metatron, there was a channel, and it was conducted by a fellow by the name of James Tiburon, who was part of the Earthkeeper group. And in that channel, I was told that I was an ascended master. And I can't tell you how difficult that was to hear, because I thought of myself as a grandmother, a mother, a neighbor, a good citizen, a person on the spiritual path, but I didn't even know what it meant to be an ascended master. And for him, this archangel, through James Tiburon, to tell me that I was to declare that in my book, this was torture. Absolute torture. What were my children going to think? What were my friends going to think? And so I hid, and I hid behind my spiritual name, which is Anaya Ra. So I had the whole book written by Anaya Ra, until I'd say the last week or two, when I had enough courage to do the find search replace button, and I took all the Anaya Roz out and I put Nina Brown in instead. And so I claimed and I declared, because I knew it to be true. It was no longer somebody else's opinion. And that is so important. We need not just to take on secondhand what other people say about us, like you're from Venus or you are the reincarnation of Cleopatra, whatever it is. It has to be your truth. And so
yes.
When I felt it is my truth, I pushed the green go button and I ceased being a reluctant visionary.
And how were your children with that, Nina? You said you were worried about the children and worried about what people thought. How were they with it?
I hope they're listening. I have three of the most amazing children who are in their 40s who love me dearly. And they were so gracious and complimentary and honored. And we just don't talk about it.
Okay, that's fair enough. But thank you for sharing that. So you're not reluctant anymore. That's a good thing to know, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And the message is so important that we, all of us, get out of the closet, that we do the seeking, do the work, and accept the enormity of who we are. We are, in my truth, enormous beings of light. We are an individual aspect of all that is God. And we're on this planet to experience and feel. And let's talk about it. Let's not hide that anymore.
Yes, a lot of people do hide, don't they? But a lot of people are also out there at the same time.
Well, and I think we have the residue of being burned at the stake or the Inquisition. And it is now safe. This is a new era. It is a new age. It is a shift in shift in dimensions. And it is safe. And
yes.
I did it, and other people are doing it. And so have the courage, audience. Be truly who you are. Speak it. Find people like me, like Jenny, like others with whom you can speak.
Yeah, that's what I always say. Speak it, teach it, share it. Get out there and about. A lot of us do, but some of us will never do that, Nina.
Yeah, that's probably true. And that's okay.
Yes.
Everybody's on their own path. I mean, I wouldn't tell anybody what they have to do. They'll do what they are here to do, and they'll do it at their pace, and that's beautiful. And they are enormous beings of light also.
Exactly. Now, you also write about golden dolphins in your book. Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about the gathering of the golden dolphins which are occurring around the planet?
Well, thank you.
Would you like to share that? Yes, it sounds interesting.
Yes. I'm going to back up a little bit. I am a messenger for a group of beings that are multidimensional and off-planet, and they are the golden avatars of Sirius B, and they have one primary message, which is, it is now safe. Come together in groups, in community, and share the knowledge of your human divinity, share self-love, share play, and do it together. Because, Jenny, you know how difficult it is to be alone in your vision and your mission. And so come together, whether it's two people or three people, in a safe space. I feel very safe with you right now, even though there are thousands and thousands of people listening. It's safe for me to talk about human divinity. And so this is what we're being encouraged to do. And pods are popping up, South Africa, the Netherlands, you name it, India, what have you. And more and more are to be formed, because we need to speak about this in a safe space together.
Are there pods in Australia, Nina, that you know of?
Lots of individual. Yes, there is. Henley Beach.
Adelaide. Oh.
Jane Mason, and this is on our website, goldendolphinsplural.com. She runs a virtual pod. Mm-hmm. So because Australia has so much land in between one town and another, she uses Skype.
Okay, that's interesting. I'll have to check it out. Yes. Sounds very interesting. And how often do you meet you people with the Golden Dolphin pods?
Everybody is different. These pods, they are self-regulated. And the one that I conduct in Santa Fe, New Mexico, in the United States, is a monthly meeting. And it averages about 30, 40 people. And we just come together to share. And you know what's wonderful, Jenny? How many people... Mm-hmm. Because I've done these pods in the Giza Plateau in Egypt. I've done it in Jerusalem, all sorts of wonderful places. And the people that attend, what they say to me is, you know, Jenny, I never knew who I could talk to tell that when I was 10, I saw angels. So I never told anybody. And I'm going to stand up now in front of this group and start talking about it.
And they do, I guess, Nina.
Absolutely, because they feel safe.
That's interesting, isn't it? Lovely. Thank you for sharing that. Now, in the book, too, you share in Chapter 3 about the Star Clinic. Firstly, what is the Star Clinic? And is this a tool to assist one in knowing their human divinity?
You asked such perfect questions. You probably the best.
Well, I got a copy of the book that you sent me, Nina, and thank you for that. It's a wonderful book, and I suggest that all our listeners have a read. Get a copy of that book. It's quite interesting. I haven't quite finished it, but I'm almost at the end of it, but it's been a very interesting read.
Well, and it's now being printed by Lightning Source in Australia. I have a contract in Australia, so that might make it easier. So thank you. The Star Clinic, and I'm going to try to do this very quickly. It is a construct that was gifted to the planet in 2007. As you said, Chapter 3 in my book explains it. And is being expressed in the physical in 2012, only now, because humanity's vibration, frequency, love quotient is at a level where we are able to receive this gift from multidimensional intergalactic beings of higher consciousness. And it is all, again, the main theme about know thyself is divine. So it is a tool. It is a clinic tool where we come together as multidimensional beings to assist in whatever method is appropriate to raise the frequency and the knowing of one's human divinity. So absolutely a tool to assist humanity in that regard.
And the Star Clinic, how did the name come about? The star stands for surrender, trust, allow, and receive. Where did that name come from? That's quite interesting, the name.
Well, it came from these cosmic beings and has been transmitted, first of all, to a fellow in Santa Fe by the name of James Jarab of Star Dreaming, who shared it with me. And as you noticed in the book, in the beginning, I had no idea what it meant. But at this point in my evolution and my remembering, I absolutely understand. And star is a state of being. It is a state of being that exists in the now moment of time. And for me, in my truth, which is what this is all about, just my truth, it is the tool of manifestation for us to create the new earth, the golden age of divine love. So surrendering our ego personality to our human divinity, trusting that wholeness to express, allowing our human divinity to expand, and receiving in enormous gratitude and appreciation what at the moment we might not be able to see in the physical plane.
Yes, well, that makes perfect sense. Now, I've got a feeling you're going to go on and write other books, Nina. I can feel it around you as I talk to you. Is that on the agenda?
Well, it's not only in the agenda. I am getting up at 4 o'clock every morning to do just exactly that mission. I've been approached by a publisher gathering insight in the U.S., and the request was for me to, guess what, write a book titled Star, A Now State of Being. So it is all about the creation of the new earth and how we do it by means of this state of being, surrender, trust, allow, receive.
Okay, well, I know that you'll write more than this book that's in the wings at the moment. There'll be more books after that, and I don't know even if that is on the agenda, but I bet it is somewhere.
Well, somewhere, but I guess I'm talking with a pretty magical person here, Jenny.
Well, you'll go on and pen many books, I feel. This is the first of many, so good luck with your future books.
Well,
it's wonderful. Now, if you had one secret to share about life, Nina, what would it be that you'd like to share with our listeners tonight and with me?
Absolutely incredible question. I would like to share with you and thousands who are listening, and this is my truth, Jenny, the answer to the problems that humanity experiences is directly related to the answer to this question. So I'll say it again. The answer to this question impacts your fear, your suffering, your anxiety, your prosperity. And the question is, are you ready? Mm-hmm. You rolling?
Yes, ready. Yay, go.
Who are you?
Who are you? Oh, that's powerful, isn't it?
There is nothing else, Jenny. There is nothing else. There is nothing else. If I think I am Nina, it is too small. It is too small. I know you and the listeners as an enormous being of light. You are an individual aspect of all that is. You're God expressing on planet Earth to experience and feel, to evolve on the spiral of life. That's all it is. And so if you see the drama around you and you think it's Jenny and Nina wrapped up in that drama, too small, and drama and suffering and illness is going to hurt. But if you know yourself as a part of all that is, you have a different perspective, a different observation, a different experiencing of every situation in life. And it has a great deal to do with the state of being a star.
Okay, well, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Well, I'm glad you agree.
Now, if I had one secret to share, seeing as though you shared one, I'll share one.
Oh, lovely.
I feel that be the author of your destiny, not the victim of circumstance.
And
that's a little quote that I like as well. So in other words, you write your own futures and don't be a victim. What's happened in the past, keep that in the past and move forward. Just be yourself is what I feel. It can always be a good thing.
Jenny, we're saying the exact same thing. If you're living in the now, and you know Eckhart Tolle's book, Now, The Power of Now, it just was an enormous shift in consciousness. If we live in the present moment, the suffering of the past has no power and the fear of the future has no power. And all we need do is know who we are and make choices. So write your own book for sure. And don't have the suffering and the fear be the driving motivation behind this book.
Well, that's wonderful advice. And I could say to you, Nina, write your own books with an S on the end. And you'll do that. I know that you'll do it quite easily. Well, where can our listeners find out more information about you and your books and about the Golden Dolphin Pods? Where can they connect with you?
Oh, thank you so much. It's a very simple website, Golden Dolphins, plural. So Golden Dolphins with an S. .com. And you add all those W's.
Okay. Are you on Facebook too, Nina?
Facebook also, yes. And you're going to ask me the address, and I can't remember all that stuff.
And I could not find you on Facebook. I was going to post about the radio show on Facebook for everyone, but I couldn't find you. I should have said I'm going to ask you about that. Never mind. People, I'm sure, can connect with you on your website. And would you like to share with our listeners tonight too, when is the next date at the Star Clinic? In October, I think. It's in New Mexico somewhere.
It is, absolutely. October 19 through the 21st on an Indian, some people call them Native Americans, but they like the term Indian, reservation. There is an amazing Hyatt Hotel, a destination point called the Tamaya, and we will do it on Pueblo land in New Mexico Friday evening, and it's all about codes, ancient and new codes revealed, and how important those codes are in the inner alchemy work of the dimensional shift, which we call ascension.
Okay, well, good luck with that in October. And for all our listeners, they can connect with you and ask you questions about that as well, Nina.
Well, thank you so much, Jenny. And I know our time is almost over. I just am so grateful. And my love and light to everyone who's listening, and I hope someday I meet every one of you.
Oh, that's love. That's a lot of people to meet, Nina. But I want to thank you for stopping by and sharing a little bit about your book and your insights about the birth of the Golden Dolphin pods with us all tonight, because we're off to a commercial break. But I just want to wish you all the best for the future and stay in touch. Oh. And we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Thank you, and have a lovely evening, Jenny.
You too, Nina, and thanks. Bye-bye. Now Nina's gone. Stay tuned. This is Psychic Dilemma on the Ask One Radio Network. Back in a moment.
This is A1R. The Ask One Radio Network.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Breathe, breathe. Hey, does my voice sound soothing? I am Adam Baer, and I am the new voice of A1A Meditation Radio. I'm already having trouble with my knees when I'm sitting like this all day, so I hope I can do this. Tune in and chill. A1A is Planet Earth's meditation station at the top of the iTunes radio tuner in Adult Contemporary or direct at A1A.fm. Breathe, breathe. A1A.fm.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I'm an international psychic based in Australia. If you have any questions regarding your love life, health, career, finances, or something you can't quite understand or make sense of, or if you simply want a reading, I'm here and just a phone call away. My special interests lie in areas of love and relationships, crisis and change. I also dabble in feng shui and even spells sometimes. You can have a look-see at my website if you like, www.psychicdilemma.com. Or you can connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Or follow me on Twitter as Psychic Jenny. That's Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I. I do care deeply about all of my clients, and I would love to hear from you all. Your only dilemma is, do I call? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma, and I'm here and waiting for you. www.psychicdilemma.com. That may be spelled a little bit different than you're used to. D-I-L-E-M-M-A.
A1R. The Ask One Radio Network.
Now back to Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Live from PsychicDilemma.com.
Exclusively on A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Jenny at A1R Radio, and tonight I'm here doing brief readings on Psychic Radio. If you guys are wanting to connect with me, please do so. You'll find me at my website at PsychicDilemma.com. My contact details are listed there. That's Dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. You guys can also connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Now, just a quick reminder, after the show tonight, I'll be in my chat rooms for around about an hour. Actually, no, I won't. I'll be in my chat room for around about 20 minutes. So do come through and chat to me and say hi. Remember, I'm only ever a chat room or a phone call away. I had great feedback from last week with all you guys coming in. I'm there again tonight for about 20 minutes after tonight's show. I guess your only dilemma is, do I call? My dilemma is psychic dilemma, and I'll be there in the chat rooms. Now, please keep your calls coming into the radio show, and I'll be taking your calls shortly. Now, my guest on earlier tonight was author Nina Brown, sharing her book and the birth of the Golden Dolphin Pods with us all. To find out more about Nina and connect with her and find out about her book, you can find her at her website. That's at all the W's, goldendolphins.com. Thanks, Nina, if you're listening in. Now, we've got some live callers on the line tonight calling into the show. Let's bring them on and have a chat with them. Now, firstly, we've got Betty in Massachusetts. Next. Hello, Betty.
Hi, how you doing?
You're talking to Jenny from Psychic Dilemma. How are you?
You said Jenny?
No, Jenny. Jenny with an I. J-E-N-N-I. Jenny.
Jenny, okay.
Yes.
Jenny, hi.
How are you, Betty?
Okay.
What can I do for you? Tell me your date of birth, starting with the day, the month, and the year, Betty.
8/11/53.
Now, is there anything I can help you with?
About my husband.
About your husband? Is there anything specifically you'd like to know about your husband?
Well, he's not answering my phone calls.
He's not what, sorry?
He's not answering my phone calls.
He's not answering your phone calls?
Yes.
Okay, what's his name, Betty?
Jasmine.
Jackson? And what's his date of birth?
Hers, 11/57.
Okay. Now, I can feel around you, Betty, for a while with Jackson and you. You've had a good relationship in the past. Everything seemed to be quite good. But at the moment, there's a lot of nervous energy around you. I can feel a lot of caution around you, and you're not too sure about what's happening at the moment. Things between you two haven't been so good for a while. It's a little bit like you're torn at the moment. You don't know what's happening at the moment. And I feel sometimes you've got a lot of irons in the fire, Betty. You're constantly on the go. You have to learn to slow down and relax a little bit because you run the risk of burning yourself out. Do you ever slow down?
I slow down. I need to slow down, you say?
Yes. Do you ever slow down?
Do I never slow down? I was busy all the time.
Yes.
Yes, I am all the time.
Okay. You have to learn to slow down is what I'm saying, because if you don't learn how to relax and slow down, you're going to run the risk of burning yourself out. So just slow down a little bit sometimes. Now, with Jackson, this has happened before when he's not returned your calls.
This is not an argument.
Yes.
We had an argument. It's been about a month. Almost 2 weeks now, 3 weeks. I call him and
go to the answering machine. Yeah, but this has happened in the past too, Betty. This has happened in the past where you've had little fights. You've had little things in the past where things haven't worked out well.
Yes.
Yeah, so 2 weeks there's been no contact whatsoever there.
Hmm?
Betty, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah. In love and romance, I feel that you and Jackson, you seem to blow hot and cold. You're very warm-hearted and idealistic, but you'll find he can be quite critical and he doesn't meet your standards sometimes. It's a little bit like sometimes you're on different pages, which makes it hard. But with him, he will call off. You will have contact again, Betty.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to instigate it?
I'm an instigator.
Are you going to instigate it?
Yes, I am. I'm an instigator, you say? But I understand what you mean.
Yes. Yeah. But I think what you need to do is just relax with it, let it go. I feel there is going to be contact. Okay?
Okay, you're
But connect with me on my web. Connect with me, Betty, on my website at Psychic Dilemma, and I can get into it a little bit more. Bye. I think she dropped out. See you, Betty, if you're listening in. Bye, and good luck with Jackson. Now we've got our next caller. We've got Teresa in Colorado next. Are you there, Teresa?
Yes, I am.
Hello, how are you?
Jenny, hi. I'm wonderful. So, I just needed to get a little help from you here.
Oh, I can help you. Now, Teresa, you're in, how do you say it?
Cotopaxi.
How do you say that? Where are you from?
Cotopaxi.
How do you say that?
Cotopaxi.
Oh, well, I knew that. Cotopaxi. Easy. Easy once you know how.
Yes, it is.
You've got all these tricky places over there. Makes it very hard, doesn't it? All right. Welcome to Psychic Dilemma. How can I help you?
Okay, Jenny, I have a cat named Wilbur. He's been gone for 10 days. Now, we do live in the mountains. He's 14 years old. He was born in this house. He's always run outside and come back in, but he's never been gone like this before, and I kind of suspect he's gone, but I just wondered what you might think about it, if you can sense from him if he's gone now, or if I need to go out and look for him in the mountains, or what.
Okay, what's your date of birth, Teresa, starting with the day, the month, and the year?
Sure, 7/9/56.
Okay. And what's the cat's name?
Wilbur.
Okay, Wilbur. Now, I've never found a thing in my life. I'm not a person that finds things. I've never found a small child, an animal, coins, jewellery, so I don't pretend to. My forte is more futures. But I can tell you one thing, Teresa, that you will find this cat. You will find Wilbur. Wilbur's still alive, and I feel wandering. So you're in the forest there of Colorado, because you'll find you're a very deep thinker. Most people with your star sign, very deep thinkers here. You're a very capable person, but you're also worried about this quite a bit. How long since Wilbur's gone now?
10 days.
Yeah, see, that's an awful long time for a cat. I've got a cat and a dog, so if my cat goes one night, I stress out.
Right. I do a little bit, but not too much with him. He's a good hunter and all.
Yeah. He's got what, sorry?
Huh? He's a good hunter.
Yeah, he's a good hunter. He's very capable of feeding himself and looking after himself, and you'll find that's exactly what he's doing. I feel he's been playing with another cat, and they've wandered too far, and he cannot find his way back. But you'll find he does find his way back. He's going to be perfectly okay. He might be a little bit skinnier, but if you're wanting a time span for this, I feel before the end of this month, he comes trotting up to you like nothing has happened. He will be gone for the better part of a month, which sounds terrible, but I feel just trust your instincts that he's coming back. I think you kind of know that he's coming back. You know he's not gone completely.
No, I wasn't ready, but I thought maybe, you know, that hearing from you makes me feel much better about what I was thinking. And could you tell me, if it's okay to ask a second one, reading?
Please do.
Could I kind of know what my spirit guides want to tell me? Do they have anything to tell you for me?
Yeah, the spirit guides? Yeah, I can do that quite easily. But you'll find, just getting back to Wilbur for a minute, put out the intention to the universe that you want Wilbur to come back, and say to yourself positive affirmations, because like draws like. I'd be saying to myself, or saying out loud, whatever suits you, Wilbur's back in my life now. My cat's here now. You can draw it back to you here, in other words. If you're putting out negativity, sometimes we draw negativity to us as well. Put out the like and you draw like back. But let me know how you go with Wilbur, won't you?
I sure will. I will.
Now your spirit guides around you. You have a couple of spirit guides around you, and I feel that they're wanting to tell you that everything's okay. It's kind of like they're reassuring you. They're telling me for you too to slow down at work at your own pace. It's like when you're left to your own devices at work, you get the job done, but they're also saying slow down a little bit, because you're pretty full on too. Our last caller, Betty, was full on. You're full on as well sometimes.
Yeah, I don't but I do a lot of things for different people to help them. So I do get quite busy with that. Yes, that's kind of my work.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You scatter your energies about a little bit sometimes and it depletes your energy. Sometimes it is really good to pull back and sometimes it's really good to slow down. As long as you look after you, that's what you have to do, because you'll find you're a very deep thinker and you play your cards very close to your chest. What I want you to do is look after you a little bit more.
Okay.
Other people feel that you're very good, that you give them a lot of energy and a lot of time, but I want you to pull back and give yourself a little bit of time. If you can do that, that's where things go quite nicely for you, because you don't do that sometimes, do you?
No, I push forward quite a bit. I have a lot of people that I try to help, that I care about. And so, yeah, that does happen, that I forget about taking care of me. So, yeah,
that's good, because you're a very nurturing and caring person there. You do care for people, especially those who can't really care for themselves, and you refuse to give up on people. But that's a really good thing, because you're a healer. You've been a healer in many, many past lives. I don't know if you realize that or not.
No, I didn't. I wasn't sure I had past lives, so that's good to know.
You've had many past lives where you have been a healer. In this life too, spiritually, you could get into the healing side in this life if you want to, because you've got a hidden serious side to your character, because you always come across as very upbeat and very sunny, but there's also a serious side to your character as well. And I know that you can get into the healing side. Would you be interested in getting into the healing side or not really?
Very much so. Yes, I would love that.
Yeah, you haven't got into it yet, have you? You haven't got to it yet?
I've been a social worker in medical settings throughout my life before I retired. Yes.
Yeah.
And
well, see, that's
so
great.
I worked a lot with ill people and hospice and people passing over. So, yeah, I did a lot of that. But
yeah, see, that's great then, because you've got that healing ability around you. You can really care for those people who aren't able to care for themselves. Are you in that industry now? I know you've retired, but are you doing a bit of voluntary work or anything?
No, we have to move to a town lower. Where we live in the mountains, we're pretty much isolated, but we need to move to a lower elevation for my husband's health. But we're waiting for money to come from my brother who owes me money.
Okay, well, that'll come in. That might help you sort of move on a little bit. But
right.
I know that you're going to do well, Teresa. But good luck with Wilbur. Do connect with me on my website. We've only got a few minutes left on the show and I've got another caller. But chat to me on my website and let me know how you go with Wilbur.
I'll let you know when he comes home.
Okay, let me know when
he
comes and I'll be going, yay. Take care, Teresa.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, Teresa's gone, and we've got Claudia from Los Angeles next. Hello, Claudia. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, welcome to the show. We've only got a bit of time left, a few minutes, but jump into it. Let's know your day and your month for your birthday and the year.
Sure. February 23rd, 1963.
Now, is there anything I can help you with, Claudia? Anything you'd like to know?
Yes, I would like to know what career do you see me getting into, and also how will my financial situation be?
Okay. Well, you'll find being a Piscean, you're very emotional but also very intuitive there, Claudia. You've got great communication skills around you. Sometimes you are a little bit dramatic there. Sometimes, I don't know if you see that side of you, but you've got a lot of talent in the art, music and dance industry. Have you ever been associated with those industries?
Not professionally, but music I have, yes.
Yeah, I thought so, because you've got talents there. Yeah, you could be a writer, an artist, an entertainer. Anything to do with the arts, you'd be excellent with. You've got a very caring and compassionate nature. You're very sensitive, and you've got sort of like psychic insights into a lot of things. You can see into people's hearts and souls. You really get to know people, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And people really like your quick wit. You attract the right people in your life. I know that you're very ambitious, but I see further studies around you. I don't know if you're thinking of studies or wanting to get into it, but I do see studies.
Yes, I was thinking of getting into real estate appraisal, what I need to study, you know, to get
good on you. You know what? Get into it because you've got leadership capacities there, abilities around you. You can mix business and pleasure very, very easily. You'll find I don't feel you like to be chained to a desk, so this might be or have a routine job. So this job might be perfect for you once you're finished. You'd be out, wouldn't you, casing houses and looking at different things all the time?
Yes, yes.
I can't see you sitting down 9 to 5 on a job there. That's not your nature.
No, I've done it too long and don't want to do that anymore.
Well, you know how you're good with people. You're a very good listener too, and you'll find you've got great communication skills. So getting into the real estate industry, Claudia, would be perfect for you. I think you could shine in that industry because you've got a lot of talents, like I said, in the arts and music and drama and stuff that you could get into if you want to. But I think this would be good, learning something new, because I know that you're ambitious. I know that you're versatile. I know that you mix well with people, and you could sell a wet paper bag if you wanted to. You'd be very good with selling things. Have you ever sold things before? You'd be good with that.
Really? I never thought I would be good at that.
You'd be very good at that. Well, you'd be selling houses. You'd be selling real estate. So you'd want to be good at it. I think do the course. You've played with the idea, but something holds you back. I would be going for it.
Okay.
Yeah? And what holds you back?
Right now, money.
Money. Money stops a lot of things, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes.
You can draw money to you. You have the ability to draw money to you. There's no reason why you can't. I'm thinking that money comes to you quite easily. You've just got to put out the intention. I told some of our listeners on a couple of shows back, have you heard of the Chinese money coins, those feng shui coins? The round coins with a square hole in the middle, threaded with red ribbon?
Oh, yes, I've seen those, yes.
Yeah, get some of those and put them in your wallet. Put them in the notes section because you want your notes to multiply, not your coins. And you'll find that you've got the ability to draw that to you. Read a book called The Secret. The Secret's a wonderful book. There's many books, but that's one of the best books I've read for the powers of attraction. And see what happens with the money side, Claudia. But I want to wish you all the best because we've only got a few minutes left in the show. Do connect with me on my website at psychicdilemma.com and let me know how you go with your job and with finances.
Great. Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you.
Yeah, lovely to meet you and chat with you, but you take care and have fun. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Now Claudia's gone. And we've sort of come to the end of the show again. Doesn't it go really quickly each week? I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to Psychic Dilemma and calling into the show on the Ask One Radio Network. A big thank you to all of you guys for calling in and listening in weekly. I love the input. Now, I want to thank you to my guest I had on earlier, author Nina Brown, sharing a little bit about her book and sharing about the birth of the Golden Pods with us all. Connect with Nina at her website at goldendolphins.com. On next week's show, I have a professional psychic, Tony Hyland. Now, Tony has a big psychic business. He hails from the UK. He's going to step in and share his story with us. So tune in to hear Tony's story. Now, I've got a special on my website this week. Do have a look at psychicdilemma.com. You'll see me in my chat rooms in 5 minutes' time after the show. I'll be there for around about 20 minutes. Do come through and say hi. Let me know that you've heard me on A1R Radio, and I'll answer that one free question for you all. I'll be in my chat room for that 20 minutes, like I say. When you're there at the website, you can see that I've got a psychic newsletter there as well. Have a look, subscribe, sign up, and the newsletters will be sent out to you weekly. Also on my show, on my site are the latest radio shows. You can hear replays of tonight's show and replays of past shows. You can also connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Now, I want to send out a big thank you to Dave for looking after me, the producer, and his offsider, Connie. I do appreciate all your help, guys, and thank you. Now, you'll catch me here Wednesday evenings in the US at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 11 a.m. in Australia on a Thursday. Now, I've got a quote here from a wonderful lady, Louise Hay. Remember that life is very simple. You create your experiences by your thinking and your feeling patterns. How true is that? We create our experiences by our thinking and our feeling patterns. I'd like to say thank you to all you guys for tuning in tonight and listening into Psychic Dilemma on the airwaves. Until next week, sending our blessings to you all, and bye from Psychic Dilemma.